Karen, the lieutenant governor has been beat up pretty badly over this whole issue for the last couple of weeks. And I'm wondering, in his press conference here in Baltimore today, did he take responsibility for these problems, or did he kind of try to gloss over them?
Well, I guess you'd have to say he did a little bit of each. Here's some of what he said.
I am frustrated and disappointed how the launch of the Exchange website has gone. My focus is on resolving the issues and ensuring that every Marylander can obtain quality, affordable health care. We are committed to getting this right. As soon as we get through this and solve the major problems of the website, we are going to have a complete and thorough assessment to determine exactly what went wrong.
Okay, now, Karen, he mentioned major problems with the website, and we've heard a lot of numbers. Did he give you any sense of how bad the problem really is?
Well, he said that as of today, only 5,200 people have signed up for private health insurance so far. That is really a tiny fraction of the 150,000 that the state had hoped to sign up by March 31st.
Well, so, Karen, what have they done with this now?
Well, they've increased the contractor staff and made some high-profile changes at the top of the management of this website. But when Brown was asked whether the website is a lemon, he didn't protest the term.
Did he give us any idea of when he learned about how troubled the website is?
Well, he said he had learned in late September that there could be some glitches, partly from the volume, a lot of people trying to, you know, sign on at once, or if you had unusual circumstances like you're a Native American and there's, you know, not a lot of those probably in Maryland. But he said he didn't really have any clue of how bad things really were until the opening day, which, of course, was October 1st.
And wasn't the launch of Maryland's version of the Affordable Care Act supposed to be a major element of Anthony Brown's resume that he would carry into the race for governor?
Yes, actually, until all this happened, he was supposed to be the number one guy in charge of this program. His aides have said since that really his role was kind of more a legislative and policy guy. You know, there was someone else who was hired to do all the nuts and bolts and a committee assigned to watch them. So this was sort of not his job. But when he was asked, why should Marylanders elect you when this is what you've done so poorly? And he said, but at the moment, he said he's not focused on politics at all, that all his concern is making sure that Marylanders have quality, affordable health care. He was very much on message.
It sounds that way. All right, Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.